In the lunchtime edition, one dead, two critically injured in an altercation at St. Lawrence Christ Church. Barbados's Prime Minister Maltley, the new CARICOM chair, concerned about the high homicide rate in Barbados and across the region and wants it treated as a critical public health issue. Barbados's 2025 sugar harvest set to begin on March 3rd, about a week late, as private cane farmers continue to seek a price hike. The welfare department reports being almost overwhelmed by heavy demand for assistance. Meantime, the Minister of People Empowerment notes the heavy demand, but also complains of people seeking to abuse the system. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. One man has been shot dead and two others injured in an altercation at Bamboo Road, St. Lawrence Christ Church, about 9 o'clock this morning. The deceased passed away at the scene while two other victims were transported to hospital, one with gunshot injuries and one with a severe chop wound to the head. The Police Communications and Public Affairs Officer, the Acting Inspector Ryan Braffitt, briefed journalists at the scene.
Police responded to a report of a shooting here at Bamboo Road, St. Lawrence Gap. On the arrival of the police, they saw the body of a male lying motionless along Bamboo Road. Ambulance personnel arrived at the scene and examined that body and stated that there were no signs of life. The individual was subsequently pronounced dead by a medical officer. Investigations have shown that two other persons have gone off to the hospital in connection with this altercation. We cannot say the nature of the injuries at this time, but two persons are being treated at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital as a result of the altercation.
He also appealed for the help of the public in the fight against crime.
But I want to use this opportunity to appeal to all Barbadians to please let us keep our country safe. If you see something, please say something. It can make a difference. Any information provided will be kept in the strictest confidence. You can feel free to call the police hotline at 1-800-TIPS. That's 1-800-8477. Hastings Worthing Police Station at 430-7614 or 15, or the police emergency number at 211. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated, Barbadians. Let's keep our country safe.
The Police Communications and Public Affairs Officer, the Acting Inspector, Ryan Rathbitt. Meantime, Barbados's Prime Minister, Mayor Amor Maltley, has voiced concern about the high homicide rate, not just in Barbados, but across the region. Ms. Maltley, the new chairman of the Caribbean community, was speaking at last evening's opening here in Barbados of the CARICOM Heads of Government Summit. Ms. Maltley sees the need for crime to be treated as a critical public health matter, given the magnitude of the problem. She notes that CARICOM heads have agreed to collaborate on the issue.
At this point, with the George Bridge Declaration reached by heads of government in Guyana on the 25th of November last year, that will allow us to address issues of strengthening our law enforcement, strengthening and reforming our criminal justice system, but above all else, treating crime as a public health disease, and also ensuring that we create the opportunities for our young people so that they are not taken on that path that has led us in this region to have one of the highest homicide per capita rates, regrettably, in the world.
Barbados's Prime Minister and CARICOM Chairman Mia Amor Maltley. Barbados's sugar harvest for 2025 now is set to begin on March 3rd, about a week later than planned. The technical advisor to the Barbados Agricultural Management Company, BAMC, Ambassador Dr. Clyde Maskell, has confirmed the date and said there are no mechanical issues at the Portville factory, which is ready to commence operations.
The factory will receive cane from the 3rd of March, 2025. There are no real issues outstanding. We are very well positioned to have a very good crop this year. We start the crop with a stock of sugar of 2,600 741 tons. Therefore, we are more than capable of satisfying the local demand for sugar over the entire year.
Technical advisor to the BAMC, Ambassador Dr. Clyde Maskell. Meantime, the chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, BSIL, the grouping of private cane farmers, Mark Seeley, confirmed to Starcom Network News that negotiations are still ongoing with government regarding a requested increase from $190 a ton to $210. Mr. Seeley says he's confident an agreement will be reached before the start of the crop.
Fertilizer has gone up about 30 to 40%. Weedicides have gone up well over 100%. We've had wage increases, salary and wage increases. You know, diesel has gone up about 28 to 30%. So all these increases have made the situation where the farmers really and truly at $190 are not making any money. You know, they're losing money at $190. So we need that extra $20 to improve, you know, make a little profit on what is very, very hard work throughout the year. I think it's important that we secure that extra $20, and I think it's a very, very reasonable ask.
That's the chairman of the Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley, in the lunchtime edition. Well, the welfare department reports being almost overwhelmed by heavy demand for assistance from struggling families and single mothers. The acting chief welfare officer, Kim Bob Wave, was providing an update in response to MP for St. Philip South, the Minister of Agriculture in Dawier, during the estimates debate. He spoke of receiving complaints from some constituents about the manner in which requests for assistance are treated.
Oftentimes, people can feel as though they're being dismissed. Oftentimes, people can feel as though they are at the wrath of a person who have reached the limit. And I want to know if, one, there has been any attempt to try to provide the level of counseling for these young people who are constantly coming to the state for welfare support, and equally counseling for those officers who are bombarded with questions and demands for support.
Mrs. Bob Wave spoke of the large number of requests for assistance.
Indeed, as you have eloquently put it, we are indeed overwhelmed by the amount of numbers that we are seeing as it relates to young persons who have several children, and the needs are varying for each and every one of them. It is our desire under the Social Empowerment Agency to have a transformation and empowerment directorate, which will then begin to seek to address some of these issues in a transformative way.
Meantime, the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, notes the heavy demand, but also complains of people attempting to abuse the system.
The welfare support system is meant for persons who are in need of that support, and not everybody who, on the basis of an assessment, is going to be found as deserving of the support at that level. You may get some food vouchers or you may get support for 5 months, but if your circumstances have changed, then you could anticipate something else. I also saw it with rent payments. If you might put some person up for rent for a few months, you get allocations for a few months. You're in this house for 6 months or so on. You agree in the beginning to the 6 months. We've had cases. I saw one in the newspaper front page. These persons are being evicted by the government. The agreement was made that you come and you stay for a few months. Both persons at the time in the household were not working. Both persons in a position, when you look at the combined income, to pay the rent, but refusing to pay the rent because the government has said they were going to pay for a few months. So when the six months was ended, persons refused to then say that they're going to take up that responsibility.
The Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. And Delta Airlines is offering $30,000 to each person on board a plane that crash landed in Toronto on Monday, all of whom survived. A BBC report says the Toronto law firm Rochon Genova has been retained by certain passengers and their families over the crash landing. The attorney, Vincent Genova, said the compensation is an advance payment meant to assist plane crash victims with short-term financial challenges, and the airline will seek claims. Our top stories. One shot dead, two critically injured, one shot, one chopped, in an altercation at St. Lawrence Christchurch this morning around 9 a.m. Barbados' Prime Minister Motley, the new CARICOM chair, concerned meantime about the high homicide rate in Barbados and across the region, and wants it treated as a critical public health issue. Barbados' 2025 sugar harvest set to begin on March 3rd, about a week late, as private cane farmers continue to seek a price hike for their canes. The Welfare Department reports being almost overwhelmed by heavy demand for assistance from struggling families. Meantime, the Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey, notes the heavy demand, yes, but also complains of people attempting to abuse the system even after they are back in employment. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.